You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Sergio Aguero to score and City to win was 19-10 and now 5-2. Harry Kane to score and Spurs to win was 18-5. That's been enhanced to 4-1. Big game for both clubs, this one, it goes without saying. And Man City were walloped by Everton last weekend. And every time I switch on Talk Sport, Tom, they're talking about how Pep Guardiola has completely lost the plot. Do you think that's the case? Is he... He's obviously struggling at the moment. Do you think he's got any idea how to change things?
Hold on, they were talking about Man City, not Arsenal, consistently. Yeah. No, look, Man City are in a bit of bother. I think the problem for them is when I look at them, I don't see a manager who gives across the air of somebody who kind of knows what he's doing at the moment. He just looked like a frustrated supporter last week. And, you know, his team were hammered. He has tried every combination of almost every player within his squad. If he's trying to prove the point, we've said this before, but if he's trying to prove the point to the owners, and I don't think he's in a position where he needs to do that, but is that what he's trying to do? I mean, Pablo Zabaleta in central midfield, and you know, John Stones is surrounded by complete imbeciles, and he's not doing himself any favours either. He just has not got a grip of this squad whatsoever, Pep Guardiola, and they're a team now that you're looking at their top four challenge and thinking it's going to be a real tough ask for them, because, you know, Manchester United were just below them a couple of points. They're likely to leapfrog them this weekend, you know, and if they do, I just can't see Man City with the mentality, because most of those players now know they're on the way out, and there isn't necessarily a surge of young players, sort of, you know, good players waiting to kind of replace them. So he's in complete limbo at the moment, and what he's not doing, Pep Guardiola, is he's not setting up his side to try and get a result. I think he is sticking to kind of those principles, and he just doesn't have the tools at his disposal. So it is not a happy camp. They've conceded a lot of goals, particularly when they've come up against other teams in the top six. I think 8 goals conceded in their games against the teams in and around them. And they're coming up against Tottenham, of course, who are in a rich vein of form. You know, beat Man City pretty comfortably down at White Hart Lane in a very good performance. Ended Chelsea's, you know, winning run. You know, and since then they've not looked back. They haven't conceded in the last 3 matches. They've scored a lot of goals. You know, and West Brom, okay, they had a bad day last week, but Spurs were unbelievable. They've only lost 2 matches on the road this season. And Tottenham now are breathing down Chelsea's neck. I think Tottenham will be saying to themselves, let's go there and get a win. Ordinarily, other times in the season, you might look at Man City and think, obviously, a point is a good result. But not at the moment. Man City aren't playing well. Tottenham are. They've got players in form all over the pitch. And I really think this is going to be a Tottenham victory. And actually, you know, when you're looking at the prices here, particularly when you kind of want to look at the goal scorers, is it impossible to look past somebody like Harry Kane? 13 goals in his last 16 appearances, a hat trick last week. He's in incredible form. Him to score in a Tottenham win is 4-1. I think it's incredible value, because he and all the supporting cast he's got around him are going to give that Man City team the complete runaround.
Tom mentioned that reverse fixture. They ripped them apart, really. It was 2-0. The final scoreline, but that was the first time at that particular point in the season that Tottenham had shown a blueprint of how to play Manchester City, pressing them high up the field. Didn't allow those wing-backs any space at all in that match. Some really troubling statistics if you're a Man City fan as well. Claudio Bravo, who's come in for criticism ever since he was signed, really, he's conceded 14 goals from the past 22 shots he's faced. And only 2 of Aguero's last 39 Premier League goals have come versus top 6 sides as well. So he hasn't necessarily performed against the best sides in the league so far. And Tottenham come into this having won their last 6 league games as well. So as far as momentum, if you're a believer in momentum, Derek, as far as that's concerned, Tottenham have it all going into this match this weekend.
Now, that Bravo statistic is amazing, isn't it? I mean, he's made some saves. Remember that?
Well, precisely, yeah. 8 saves there.
He's a joke, that guy. I mean, and the manager is an even bigger joke for thinking he was a better bet than Joe Hart. I mean, he's made an absolute clot of himself, Pep Guardiola, in a short time at the Etihad. And if you're right, you mentioned Pablo Zabaleta in midfield. It's like putting Gary Neville in central midfield and expecting him to win the league. Where's the difference? He's had no stick whatsoever. Remember the stick Kevin Keegan got for putting Gareth Southgate in there as a holding midfielder in an England team? And that was more logical than Zabaleta in midfield. It's just, it's ridiculous. And you're right, he does look as though he's lost everything. The plot matches the dressing room. I don't see any way back. I don't see any, and I really don't think he'll be there next season, seriously, because he just looks like a man who's had enough. And City aren't going to finish in the top 4 at the moment. They look a team that's lost everything. What worries me about Tottenham, the price is fantastic. A team that's probably playing better than anybody in the league at the moment are 13-5 against a team that's shot to pieces. That is a great bet. My only worry is that in 10 away games this season, Tottenham supposedly flying have won only 4. That's not a great record. Chelsea have won 8. You know, and it's only a couple more than Swansea have won away from home. Worries me slightly that. It implies maybe that Pochettino, the manager, doesn't have the ambition he should have away from home. That said, you don't often get 13-5 about a team as informed as Tottenham to beat a side like City who are in bits. It's the only possible bet.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.